Welcome to the Digital Ambitioso Podcast, the ultimate show for driven and ambitious Filipinas who want to replace their corporate jobs with a thriving digital career and live life on their own terms. I'm your Tita Shane, a certified public accountant turned online freelancer and now in the process of becoming my own boss as an online entrepreneur. I'm so honored that you chose to spend your time with me today. Now let's get into the show. Welcome to another episode of the Digital Ambitioso Podcast. Here with me today, I have a fellow mompreneur. So yes, medyo the same pinagdadaanan namin when it comes to building the business and raising babies. She's a former TV researcher, a call center agent, and former corporate marketing director of a toy-grade drone company. Now she's a co-founder of Become Digital Today, a digital agency that serves her clients for lead generation, content marketing, and website design. She is also a social media strategist, helping brands to plan and map out social media funnels and content. But more importantly, she's a wife and a mom of the handsome child, Gerald. Mommy Wens, welcome to the Digital Ambitioso Podcast!
Hello! Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. And you raised your hand to say na parang, I want to be there, I want to share my story. And so I really appreciate you. And I feel like, sabi ko nga kanina, parang we should bring out more of these stories. Kasi marami naman tayong digital agency owners eh. And we need to inspire other freelancers so that parang in a way, when they become inspired, makapag ano din tayo ng more jobs and opportunities dito sa Philippines. So, for those who don't know you and your backstory, doon muna tayo mag-umpisa sa even before this whole parang freelancing and digital gigs that you had, paano ka nag-transition from corporate to freelancing?
Way back then, 2014, nung na-meet ko yung husband ko, talagang ito yung pinaka-goal niya. Siya yung pinaka-naging influence ko na gusto niya, that's why he moved here from States. Kasi gusto niya na dito talaga siya mag-start ng work. Pero since he's foreigner during that time, hindi pa niya nakuha yung dual citizenship niya. Doon nag-start na parang, oh, maybe I should work online. Siya yung mga nag-start na magpakita sa akin na there are opportunities online. This is way back pa ako mag-join na corporate. During my corporate years, actually doon ako nakagain talaga ng experience. Kasi I was able to work with a lot of international clients for marketing, especially yung mga big shot talaga in the field ng branding and marketing. Kasi yung company na hinawakan namin, it's like international nga siya. And it caters not only in one country but all over the world. You know, Europe, US. And yun yung first time na nagkaroon dito sa Philippines ng Manila branch. And doon talaga na-hone yung skills ko working with these people na they are the first people na talagang masasabi ko na sila yung mga pinaka-pioneer in terms of digital marketing. So parang doon ako nakita ng opportunity na parang, oh okay, so they are doing this, they trained me to do this, they helped me and introduced me to na gawin tong mga to na yan, yung mga social media, yung mga kung paano mo i-market yung international brands na ano, ng toy drones, yung mga ganito. And nung nag-pull out sila here in the Philippines way back 2018, kasi may nangyari dun sa isang product na nirelease namin. And isa yun sa mga naging cost. Kaya they have to pull out yung Manila branch. Doon na, parang akala ko na stable na yung job ko eh. Kasi parang, oh, corporate ka na. You are on the position na parang hindi ka na matatanggal kasi na-secure mo na yung job na yon. And then suddenly biglang tables turned, parang biglang pinull out, 'di ba? Parang binuhusan ng malamig na tubig na parang saan ako kukuha ng income after nito, parang ganoon. So, we tried to establish a lot of business. Actually, hindi lang ako nawalan ng work kasi sa company na yon, yung boss ko, yung husband ko din. So, parang
less kami nawalan ng work.
So, parang doon ba kayo nagkakilala ng husband mo sa company na yun?
Actually, nakilala ko siya nung TV5 researcher pa ako. Eh, kasi interviewin ko dapat siya kasi ang topic ko ng mga expats na magmo-move sa Philippines and they're trying to establish a business. Kaso, nalaglag yung story kasi hindi pa siya totally mag-i-establish ng business in the Philippines. Pero, mag-i-start siya ng business online. Kumbaga, hindi ko pa naiintindihan ng freelancing noon. Siya yung parang pinaka nag an sa akin, nag-open up ng world na, oh, we can work online anywhere in the world, parang ganun. So ano parang, oh, okay mo.
Oo,
alam mo yan. Alam na yun, nakakatawa ang story yun kasi parang, ano na-meet ko siya, and he opened up a lot of opportunities then, not only for, yun, yung mga in-employan siya niya ako aside sa freelancing and syempre, opportunities na personal din. Kumbaga parang, nandami ko nakitang flaws as pagiging passive-aggressive ko bilang Pilipino.
So, din tayo pinalaki.
So, parang, madami naman yun. So, way back, yun nga, going back, after noon, nag-try kami mag-establish ng business again, na yun na ipo naming savings from that, ginamit namin, pero hindi siya nag-work. So, parang, there are two, three, several businesses kaming tinry, pero hindi nag-work. So, parang, okay, let's, to the point na, umabot sa point na 2,500 na lang yung pera na tira namin talaga. Kasi parang, oh my gosh, parang, petsa, tapos na problema na kami, parang, oh, next month, paano tayo magbabayad na rin? Una na lang, that time, wala pa kami, buti nga, wala pa kami nga na. Kasi parang, okay, paano tayo magbabayad na rin, paano yung bills? Eh, ayaw, kumbaga, pagkagaling namin na corporate job, parang ayaw na namin bumalik na corporate job kasi sobrang hassle ang corporate job. Grabe yung struggle mo eh. Although you have secured income kasi, yun nga lang, yung stress mo, minsan kahit sa panaginip mo, dala mo na. yung parang, yun di ba, yung gusto mo matulog pero yung the next day na tatrabahohin mo, naiisip mo na agad. So parang, hindi ako nagkaroon ng peace of mind kahit siya. So parang okay, let's start to find another income. And then siya talaga yung pinaka nag-start from that 2,500. Gumawa siya ng website and pinambayad niya yung sa hosting tsaka domain ng website namin. So parang ako na parang wait lang, yun ano yung natitinan natin.
Nga na ba? Yung hampunan.
Parang talaga yun, natitira natin pero bakit kailangan mo siyang gamitin for that, pero hindi ko talaga naiintindihan bakit na kailangan gawin niya, pero parang sa kanya he took a risk na to do it. And then nagulat kami that website converted na parang oh wait lang, merong isang parang hanggang ngayon client namin yun, na yung client na yun siya yung parang pinaka naging saving grace namin during that time. Kasi nagulat kami, sabi naman paano hanap. Kasi syempre, kakatayo lang ng website, diba? Talagang hindi mo rin ina-expect na parang in couple weeks magkakaroon agad ng conversion na merong mag-i-inquire at kukontakt sa'yo to do the job. So parang yung first time namin na, oh wait, siguro nga may potential na we should do this all throughout.
Anong service yung in-offer niyo sa website na yun?
Website design, tsaka social media pa lang. Actually, yung sa social media before pa pumotok yung pandemic at saka before pa pumotok yung social media, way back 2015, nagtatrain na talaga kami gumawa ng marketing agency bago pa kami mag-corporate. To the point na BW Marketing pa kayong pangalan kasi David and Wens Marketing. Tapos nakakatawa kasi during that time, way back then, yung digital industry, hindi pa talaga siya naiintindihan kahit ng mga business owners. Diba? So parang, kailangan mo siyang ipaintindi sa kanila na you need this kasi there will be a time na magta-transition lahat from analog, manual, to digital. Kasi nakikita na namin yung parang ano ng social media na ni Facebook, Instagram. Nakikita namin siyang way avenue for the business. And naalala ko na nag-start kami noon, may dala-dala kami bond paper. Nag-door-to-door kami ng restaurant around here in Antipolo.
Wow.
And then yung bond paper na yun, may nakasulat na services na, oh, ito, social media marketing, posting, ganito, ganyan. But all of those business owners, dinecline kami kasi hindi nila nagigilts yung parang value, yes, during that time. Pero after pandemic, doon na talaga. So parang we established 2018, nag-start kami. Tapos 2019 namin na-register dito sa Philippines si Become Digital. And wala kaming employee. Kumbaga parang siya, ako, tapos yung brother ko lang. So tatlo kami na parang yung kapatid ko kasi parang siya yung graphic design. So parang nakitaan naman siya ng potential na he will be good at designing. So we took the risk na lang din. So yung tatlo kami and doon nag-start na parang, oh okay, yung client, yung unang-unang client na yon hanggang ngayon, kliyente namin, siya yung naging saving grace namin. And, grabe na, hindi ko yung na-expect na, eh, during the times talaga, na hirap, struggle is real. Ano mo yun? Yung huling last shot mo, na pinangahawa ka mo, it, na talagang hindi ka pinabayaan ng Lord, is still provided. And, binigay niya pa din sa'yo na on the perfect timing na kailangan mo. So, parang, yun, doon nag-start si Become Digital. And, yun, hanggang ngayon naman, so far, pa 4 years, kaka 4 years lang namin. And, going strong pa din. So, parang, kahit na ngayon, medyo saturated ang industry na natin, it's yes. Still thriving. So, parang, okay.
So, parang yung puhunan pala ni Become Digital ay 2-5.
Oo. Hosting at domain na talagang sige, suntok sa buwan, let's do it. Parang gano'n.
Kung para, ito din yung ano, Mams, no? Kung para sa'yo talaga, yung parang whatever is meant to be for you will never pass you by. Kasi imaginein mo, ilang website yung nagawa na, pero hindi naman nagko-convert, di ba? Usually, it takes time to convert, lalo na yun. Pero sa inyo, yung parang, meron agad, parang ano. So parang, it's really
meant
na yung client na yun, tas hanggang ngayon, client nyo pa rin sila.
As in, yung ginawa lang namin noon, actually, husband ko, hindi ko alam kung paano ginawa niya, pero mostly parang, basic SEO lang talaga ng website yung ginawa namin. So wala kaming ginawang malupit. Kasi nga, parang, iisipin mo, wala naman kaming budget to do it. Parang, ano, okay. So parang, if, yun nga, siguro talagang, if it's meant for you, kahit na siguro tulad nun, we tried to establish, diba, a lot of other businesses, pero hindi naman nag-materialize. Kung ano pa yung talagang tinry namin na yun na yung last shot namin, doon siya naging okay, diba? So, yun
website
really have
designer yung service na yun, ma'am. Sino sa inyo yung website designer?
Yung husband ko.
Okay. Ah, okay. And then, so parang hindi ka pala pumasok dun sa parang freelancer route. Parang nag-agency ba agad kayo?
Oo, agency agad po may.
So parang hindi kayo yung parang, ano lang muna, gig lang muna sa isang client. So agency pala agad kayo.
Yung husband ko talaga yung pinaka nag-freelance. Kasi naalala ko nung gumagawa siya ng mga ano, isa Amazon micro worker. Yung magmagawa ka ng micro task. Yun yung gumagawa siya tapos nag-try siya mag-ESL. Bago siya nag-convert to corporate, tapos yun nga, yung agency na. Kasi parang iniisip din namin nun, if we will go that route na yung magkukuha kami ng individual clients, it will be hard for us eh. Kasi, kumbaga yung skill set namin, magkakaiba. So parang pag ginawa namin yung route na yun, ang mangyayari sa amin, parang we have to get our own clients on our own. Depende doon sa skill set namin. Pero pag makakakuha kami ng, pag agency na kami, since he is really good in sales, 'di ba? Kung makakapag-sale siya ng isang business, kahit small business 'yon, naka-package kami lahat doon. Kung nga parang naka-package yung services from work to website design to social media. To branding, growth, yung mga kailangan. So parang lahat kami may work, 'di ba?
Hindi naman malayo talaga, 'di ba? Usually kapag nag-rebrand ka, kunyari sa rebrand or sa branding, kailangan mo na agad ng templates for social media, kailangan mo na ng assets maradon, kailangan mo na rin na mag-design ng website. So parang isang bagsak na lang talaga, which is good, parang nag-complement din yung skills nyo sa isa't isa.
Oo.
Ano yung parang pinakamahirap na part nung edi nakakuha na kayo ng isang client, yun na yung parang naging breakthrough nyo. Ano yung mga kasunod na challenges after that sa pag-build ng agency?
I think aside from that, siguro yung struggle na retaining them. Kasi syempre, pag nakuha mo na, di ba, para of course, since bago ka, di ba, unang sabak mo, kumbaga, hindi yung confidence mo, you're still trying to figure things out. Eh, hindi naman kami yung tipo na ano, kumbaga parang like other freelancers, we are self-taught din. Kumbaga parang hindi kami yung naghanap talaga ng courses. Kasi during that time, wala naman talaga nagtuturo pa, di ba? So parang,
ngayon lang
so parang,
siya.
So parang kung wala kang motivation to push yourself, naturuan yung sarili mo at mag-skill. Wala ka talagang magiging skill. So I think isa sa naging struggle namin is yun nga, making sure na nakakuha ka na result sa clients. for the clients. Kasi since you're still trying to figure things out, yung nagta-trial and error ka pa eh, kung paano mo siya tutulungan. Although andun yung heart to help the clients to mag-succeed, kasi ang mindset mo na is to pag natulungan mo silang mag-succeed, kasama ka doon. Kasi, di ba, syempre, pag nag-grow sila, you will also grow with them. Ang pinaka-una naging struggle is that client, yung unang client na yun, syempre, napasukan, may mga in-house na din sila na marketing people. So, syempre, bagong pasok kami, di ba? So, parang, doon, parang nagkaroon na, ano, na clash. Not really clash, pero tension. Kasi parang, oh, we are here. Kami yung nasa physical aspect ng business ng client. Diba sila? And then kami, digital lang kami kasi we work online. So parang, yun, sa ideas, kung how to help the clients. And then, sakto, pumutok din yung pandemic. So parang yung mga businesses na yun, nag-start sila na parang try to figure things out din kung paano sila mag-struggle, mag-survive, diba? So, doon na parang yung first client din na yun din yung unang client na nawala sa amin. So parang nawala sila sa amin kasi not because we're not producing actually a result, pero bukod doon sa tension, yung timing na din ang nangyayari sa mundo. Tapos, yung struggle na parang hindi pa namin alam kung paano i-handle talaga yung kliyente. So parang before kasi hindi mo pa ma-express yung sarili mo eh. Kasi parang iniisip mo, bread and butter ko to eh. So if I mess this up, di ba? Parang mawawalan kami ng trabaho, mawawalan naman kami ng income. So kung ano, kumbaga yung kahit na sabi mo may expertise ka, may gusto kang i-share, may gusto kang sabihin or sabihin na dapat ito yung gawin natin or i-dictate to them na parang ito yung gawin natin, ito, this is the route that we should go, this should be the strategy that we should do, hindi mo na lang i-voice out yun, kasi parang feeling mo hindi yun nag-work, it will fall back on you, na parang, ah, okay, makatanggalin kami, so parang okay na, wag na. So, it's feeling ko, ito, isa yun sa mga naging struggle on client relationship retaining naman, is yung fear na natatakot ka to voice out yung expertise mo and yung sarili mo, kasi iniisip mo na baka hindi nila i-accept yung ideas mo, hindi nila i-accept yung or magkaroon ng problema dun sa na-recommend mo, ang mangyayari ko yung magiging accountability and yun, mawawalan kayo ng relationship ako.
Lalo pa na parang kahit na this worked on your previous clients, kunyari sa akin nasa content ako eh, this strategy worked on your previous clients, iba-iba din kasi sila ng audience, number one, iba-iba rin sila ng business model. So parang kahit na this has previous results, this might not have the same results pa rin sa kanya. So the client really has to accept the fact na parang this would still be a trial and error. Even if you hired me as the expert in this field, this is what I know. But you would also have to sit it out. Parang parang discover kung ano pa rin yung best para sa sarili mong audience. Now, since andito na tayo, I love that we're talking about this. Bago tayo mag-dive deeper into our main topic, which is sustaining client relationships without sabotaging our own personal boundaries, di ba? Paano muna? I feel like that starts kasi with, before you even have a relationship, kahit sa tao, kahit sa love life, you pick someone and it starts with the selection process. So, pag-usapan natin to, I feel like maraming makaka-relate dito at maraming matutuwa. Client green flags and red flags. What to look for and what to avoid. So, siguro start tayo sa green flags.
Green flags, okay. I think,
pag nakikita mo to sa client, yung parang, sige, lag.
Ano, I think, green flag is yung una kapag they know what they want. Alam mo yun, yung parang, if they know what they want, clarity. Kasi, marami akong naging kliyente, marami kami naging kliyente na nag-struggle kami, especially when branding ha, in terms of branding. Kasi, if you let them sign the form, you know, may form kami na parang, what the voice of the brand that you want, ano yung mga gusto mong colors, ano yung mga gusto mong ganito, ganyan. They don't know. Wala silang pinigyan. So, parang, siguro, diba, sobrang stressful na parang, so, ikaw ang tendency mo na parang ako nga third party ako, I'm supposed to be the one na nagagawa na lang, ang mangyayari, ikaw pa magkoconceptualize. Diba? So parang, so basically, ikaw na yung gumawa ng whole identity ng business nila instead of them.
So, brand strategy so, na yung ginawa mo.
Oo, diba? So parang, okay. Diba, usapan natin, gagawa na kita ng logo. Why would I have to like, dive into all of this, diba? Parang, hindi niya alam kasi hindi nila alam kung anong gusto nila. So I think yun, clarity, no, alam nila, kasi mabilis din makapag-produce, makapag-trabaho sa mga tao, kilala nila at alam nila yung gusto nila. Yung direct to the point, ito yung gusto ko, ito yung gusto kong ganito yung gusto kong mangyari, kumbaga ito yung in-expect ko sa'yo. Ayun, so parang if they, ayun, pangalawa yun, if they set expectations na kung ano yung result na gusto nila. Kasi may mga client din na hindi nila alam kung ano talaga yung nang ginagawa nila. Kahit kung parang, kahit explain mo sa kanila, maraming beses yan na makikipagtalo ka sa kliyente kasi for you, result na yun, yung pala hindi pa, iba pala yung KPI nila sa KPI standards mo.
Yes.
So, yan, setting expectation, siguro yung client kapag, yun, marunong mag-set na expectation, alam yung gusto niya, alam yung gusto niya result. I think pangatlo is yung communication, open siya sa communication every time. Kasi may mga clients na hindi open. Kung mga parang, bibigay nila sa yung task ko, ito yung task, balaan ka
sa akin.
Balaan ka sa akin. Balaan ka sa akin. Balaan ka sa akin. Pag magtatanong ka sa kanila, it will be like really hard. Kasi hindi ka makakuha ng details. Kasi hindi sa nakikipag-communicate sa'yo. So, ang mangyayari nun, magiging sloppy yung trabaho mo kasi kulang-kulang. Kulang-kulang. Tapos, I think, isa sa client, green flag is yung strong portfolio din ng client. Kumbaga, hindi lang dapat tayo yung freelancer or yung digital agency yung may strong portfolio. Dapat yung client mismo, meron din siyang strong portfolio. Kasi mahirap naman na parang, oh, okay, bago siyang business. Sige, sabi natin, startup business din siya. Pero kung we will work with someone na hindi rin pala ganun ka-established, di ba? Parang, okay. Parang, oh, yeah, andun yung heart natin to help them, but at the end of the day, we still want the income, di ba? So parang, kung hindi rin ganun ka-stable yung business na yun, di ba? Might as well find another client na strong din yung portfolio. Kasi marami din client na minsan, magagawa lang sa'yo yung task, tapos at the end of the day, di ka babayaran. Diba?
Oh, correct.
Bigla lang maglalaho out of nowhere. Or kasi hindi na sila established. So parang, yun, yung credibility din nila, we have to check, make sure na itong company na to okay. Kasi kung hindi, di ba, parang ikaw din yung mag-struggle, mag-fall back din yun sa'yo. So, I think isang nakita ako ng the green flag sa mga naging clients ko is yung clients who is actually taking care of your welfare as a partner. Kumbaga parang they don't see you as an employee but they see you as a partner. Yun, isa yun. Kasi may mga clients na parang they see you as, oh, we outsource the work on you. That's it. Pero meron kasing panakita ka ng client na siguro yun yung pinaka-golden client mo kapag nakita ka ng ganun, who will really take care yung welfare mo as personally, yung family mo, will check on you. Kumbaga, parang meron kaming naging client na gano'n, na parang, they send gifts pa nga, even sa mga anak namin. Yung, tapos, yung tipo na, they will ask you na kung you're burnt out, yung kung mentally hindi ka prepared to take this job muna for now, you can take a rest, yung mga gano'n. So,
may tanong ako sa'yo, ma'am. Kasi, yung ibang green flags na napag-usapan natin, kunyari itong they know what they want, clear sa kanila yung task na papagawa sa'yo, clear yung results na i-deliver mo sa kanila, diba? Communication, even the strong portfolio, kaya natin itong i-assess on the discovery call or even konting research when it comes sa client, diba? Sa strong portfolio kung gano'n nakatagal yung business, etc., etc. And the rest, matatanong natin sa discovery call. Pero paano itong partnership? How do you gauge this on the very first conversation na ganun pa? Parang alam mo yun. How do you assess this para sa'yo?
I think para sa amin, mayroon kasi kami different strategy when we do discovery call with the clients. So, ang ginagawa namin, we actually don't send proposal. Hindi kami nagsisend ng proposal. So, ang proposal support for us, it's like a final written na lang. Kumbaga parang yun na yung...
Parang kontrata na?
Sealed. Kontrata na, ganun. Hindi ka, kasi ang strategy kasi sa Philippines, usually napansin ko, most of the companies here, ikaw, susuyuin ka nila and then we'll tell you, ito yung proposal namin, ito yung sa amin, hindi. We have to make sure na when we talk to them, alam namin yung kailangan nila sa amin. Kumbaga parang, doon na nag-start na parang, we have to talk to them na, oh, are we gonna do this project-based ba or you want to be long-term? Kasi kung long-term to, we can offer more. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? So doon nag-start, kumbaga doon nag-i-start yung, doon ko masasabi na parang, itong client na to, we have to retain them kasi we can see them as a long-term client. Kapag itong client na to is like, they tell you na parang, paano ko ba siya i-explain? They tell you na parang pag they, meron kasi kasi, example, meron kami client na, eto, we're doing white label services for them. So, when you say white label services, so parang yung mga agency din sila sa ibang bansa, and yes, yung mga spill work nila, biyabata nila sa amin. Diba? So, yun talaga, isa yung sa mga pinaka long-term clients namin for 4 years na din. And, masasabi ko na, nag-gauge namin sila na sila yung, actually hanggang ngayon wala kaming kontrata noon. pero nagtagal siya ng long term kasi makikita mo dun sa attitude nila on how they talk to you. Makikita mo dun sa attitude nila kung paano nila iset yung conversation dukol sa kailangan nila sa iyo. So parang hindi ko alam kung ang hirap i-explain kasi parang yung discernment. Yun, isa yun, discernment. Yung discernment na itong taong to, kumbaga parang kahit na magsalita siya o hindi niya pa nasasabi yung gusto niya, it's like, you know na parang, this person is a good client. Kasi merong tao na parang pag nagpagbukas pa lang ng bibig, ayaw mo na kausap.
So, follow your gut feel, parang ganon.
Oo, parang yun. Follow mo yung naramdaman mo, instinct. Yung discernment. Kasi misa naman, talaga, it will tell you eh. Kumbaga, kasama yan sa binigay ng Lord sa atin, yung wisdom and knowledge on how you will gauge yung tao na makakausap mo. So far naman, may mga clients din na okay sila sa una, pero later on, marirealize mo tapos hindi pala sila yung clients na gusto mo para sa sarili mo. Kasi,
and that's also okay. Parang part din yun ng journey mo na you take on clients na hindi pala good fit and they make you realize kung ano ba yung good fit para sa iyo in the first place.
Oo.
Diba? Oo. Kaso hindi pala, mani pala itong ano.
Oo.
It's part of the journey.
At saka I think isa pa kapag hindi sila, I think you may, nasabi ko din na pang long term yung client kapag sinabi niya sa iyo agad yung budget range niya. Na parang, ito lang yung budget range ko. What can you work with this budget? Yung parang ganon. Yung parang, but you, of course, pag yung, syempre agency na kami, so parang kami, we don't take on per hour. Syempre we took it as a big chunk, diba? Pero, at the same time, dun sa mga, kasi yung, may mga client kami na, yung mga employees namin, pinasok na namin directly sa kanila. Kung parang, hindi na kami ng middle person. Kung mga parang ginawa namin, sige, direkta na kayo dyan. Okay na yan. Kung mga parang we had this close, strong relationship ties with them na to the point na hindi na kami worried na we cannot deliver good services to them. Kasi yung mismong tao namin is also already trained na din dun sa client relationship na meron kami. So parang ganun namin na build yung strong relationship with them. And I think most of the clients na sobrang matagal naming nakatrabaho until now, ito yung mga clients na hindi nagbigay sa amin ng headache talaga. Ano may pa? Hindi nagbigay.
May mga client din ako nang
yung hindi nagbigay ng sakit na ulo. Actually, meron akong isang kliyente din na Once a month na kami mag-usap. Pero,
parang, misan, no? Yan lang kausap. Parang,
oo, parang, misan nga mas preferred ko yung gano'n, na parang, na-establish na yung flow ng work system nyo. To the point na mag, siguro ang panakita mo yung mga chat namin sa the WhatsApp and sa Face, sa Messenger, ang mga chat na namin, oh, na-update ko na, I already updated it. Tapos siya naman, oh, okay, tapos na. Kasi ganun lang yung usapan namin. So parang, we're working for 3 years na yun, no? Nung client na yun, pero once a month kami mag-usap, pero never na delayed ng bayad. Alam mo, never na, never.
Sure, premium clients, no? Yung mga
parang,
alam, no? Na
na-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o-o Tsaka yung ano, nag-propose ko sa kanila, ano, yung propose, ay, we, parang we have to do this strategy. Tapos sabi nila, oh, okay, tapos ikaw yung magpo-propose na, pero kailangan natin, kailangan mo mag-add ng parang another $200 dun sa invoice ko kasi, ano, kailangan to for work. And wala ka na marinunig, they just like, okay, yeah, just do it. Do it for 3 months or 6 months and then let me know. No, okay.
Kasi, you know, alam mo, looking back, parang ganyan din ako sa client mo, parang, uy, may nakita akong ganito, gawin natin sa ganito, kaya lang need natin ng ano, more hours ha, ganito, ganyan. Tapos sabi niya, okay, sige, mag-send ka lang ng proposal, tapos ipa-approve mo na lang saan. Gilis ka usap.
Oo, yung mga ganon, yun yung mga dream clients natin. Kasi, marami clients na, merong, feeling ko ang isa sa mga red flags na, ay is, yung client na demanding.
Totoo. Sige, pasok na tayo dun sa red flags kasi magandang segue na to.
Yung kung sino yung pinaka-demanding na client mo, yun yung barat magbayad.
Totoo, hanggang ngayon. Talaga yan, hanggang ngayon. Yung ang daming ingi, ang daming ano, tapos
totoo.
Gold bar yung binabayad naman nito sa...
Actually, meron nga kami tinatawag na ano eh. Parang tatlong principle kapag kukuha ka ng client actually. Papiliin mo yung client if they want fast, quick, I mean, fast, cheap, and quality. Kailangan, they can only choose two from those kasi hindi pwedeng tatlo. Hindi pwedeng cheap tapos quality, di ba? Tapos gusto mo pa fast. So, kailangan, pili lang silang dalawa doon. Kung gusto mo ng fast work na quality, of course, it's not cheap.
Correct.
So, kung gusto mo na quality, tapos cheap, of course, hindi yun mabilis. you cannot take, oh, it takes time. Kasi syempre, baka kita ipa-priority on your time, di ba? On my time. Kung hindi ka naman, kung mura lang naman pala yung ibibigay mo sa akin tapos gusto mo quality pa, edi hintay ka muna dyan, di ba? Unahin ko muna yung iba.
So, unahin ko muna yung mataas magbayad, sir, ha?
Oo, di ba?
Yung nakapagamanin na, sir, unahin ko muna sila.
Oo. Yan pa. Yung mga client na willing magbigay ng down payment, isa yun. Kasi, may mga client na parang gusto nila, you have to do the work first bago kanila bayaran eh. Pero kasi naman, we require upfront. Pero syempre, tatrabahuhin mo na yon and just in case then na hindi sila magbayad, at least kung ano lang yung work done, yun lang yung pwede mong ibigay sa kanila kasi yun lang din yung inabot ng bayad nila. Gas fee, gano'n. ito na inabot ng bayad, Diyos yun.
Tama yan. Ano yung mga naririnig mo during the discovery call na mga sinasabi ng client na parang pag sinabi niya yun, alanganin tayo dito. Parang gano'n. Mga red flag phrases ka ba?
Babalikan kita. parang palagano din. Parang palag-applica din ito ba? O parang tutawagan ka namin. I think,
aside sa babalikan kita yung parang, may kausap pa akong iba eh. Parang alam mo yun. Parang negotiation technique niya na parang ako naman, okay, go.
Para ilong baller ka pa, no? Parang sabihin na, oh, okay.
Parang ibig sabihin nun, parang ayaw ba kayo yung ano ba? Ayaw ba yung tama?
I think, ano, isa pa sa red flag is yung kapag ano, ako, not, not, I'm not taking ano ha, I'm not taking offense sa mga sa boomers.
pero
ang dami kasi naming ka-work ng on that age generation range na talagang hindi namin sila nakasundo kasi sobrang outdated nila. Kumbaga parang may generation gap kasi. Kumbaga tayo kasi millennials and Gen Z, we are on the technology aspect na eh. Kumbaga parang, oh, we have to do it that way. Pero kasi pag medyo boomers na yung client mo, parang you have to guide them all throughout. Parang pati yung pagbukas sa computer, you have to teach them how to do it.
Parang kailangan yung pangturuan kung paano ka babayaran.
Sa isa pa yon. Isa pa yun.
Diba? Yung parang, paano
mag-send? Yung misa kung tamad sila, send na lang nila sa yung card number, ikaw na lang gumawa. Parang ganun.
Yung life savings mo eh.
Kulo-kulo ko nga kami. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, baka mayaman na ako. Andam ko na na-scam.
Diba? Tamad. Pero alam mo, marami din akong clients na tamad. I mean, in a way na parang kung ano yung parang pwede ba ikaw nang gumawa niyan? Parang ako pa ba yan? Kung, parang gusto nila magic na lang, ganun.
Ayun pa, yung client na ano, hindi alam yung scope ng work. Yung tulad ng sinabi mo, eh parang gusto nila ikaw na lang lahat. Ako na lang mag-manage ang business mo para sa'yo. Parang
charge na ng extra fees.
Yun nga eh, may mga clients na hindi naman nagbibigay ng extra fees. Parang they always think, actually maraming ganun na, they always think na yung ginagawa mo, madali lang palagi.
Ayan, so, isa yan sa mga red flag phrases ko yung parang, I know this is
madali lang naman.
Or parang, I know this doesn't take so much time. I used to do this before and it doesn't, parang alam mo yan yung dati siya, na niya ngayon.
Tapos, parang ikaw niya lang kumawa.
Basta yung gano'n, yung parang I know this is easy, yung gano'n, ah talaga yun, barat yan, pag ganyan. Kasi yung,
eh, ika-compare ka pa na parang, bakit yung ano, Indiano dun sa Fiverr at sa Upwork, ganito
bakit sila $5? Yung ba't yung skill mo, 50?
Yan, yung sumakoy of surprise. Nako, isa pa yan. Kasi yung mga long-term namin kliyente, hindi naman sila nag-demand talaga ng, ito yung ano eh, kami yung nag-dictate sa kanila, ito yung kailangan namin. Diba parang, this is the amount we need to do this for you. Pero kung hindi mo yung kaya, ito na yung kaya namin gawin para sa'yo, di ba? Parang, ayan yung budget mo, ito na yung kaya namin. Parang yun lang. Sa scope na lang nag-a-adjust.
May tanong ako sa'yo about dun sa proposal, kung okay lang sa'yo na balikan natin. Kasi sabi mo kanina, hindi ka nag-send ng proposals, which is interesting for me. Kasi karamihan, yung process is mag-discovery call. Sige, ano, kailangan mo, tas mag-send ng proposal, tas hihintayin yung feedback. So, how do you mention the price, lalo na sa price? Kasi minsan yung scope na pag-uusapan na sa discovery call. Eh.
Oo.
So, paano yung price na yon kung hindi ka nagsisend? Sinasabi mo na kagad?
Sa amin kasi, since yun nga, tulad na sinabi mo kanina, hindi naman pare-pareha sa mga business. Diba? Meron silang different audience, different strategy, different business model. So, kina-custom tailored namin sa kanila. Actually, meron kaming standard price. For example, 5 pages ng website design is around this range. Pero, guide lang namin yon. We really don't comply na dapat ito yung range namin. Kasi, once you talk to a lot of business, B2B people, especially yung mga international, may mga business owner na pag nakita nilang cheap yung binigay mong price sa kanila, or nakita nila yung proposal right away, na yun yung amount, they will decline you. Kasi may mga ganong business na parang pagtingin nila, sobrang cheap ng services na in-offer mo, you're not good. So, I think gagawa namin yun kasi doon pa lang sa discovery call, we make sure na the sales close na agad. Kung parang, okay na to. So, parang, are we clear? Are we clear na ito yung scope, ito yung ano, ito yung amount? Parang, let's say na social media marketing, $2,000. Di ba? Parang, ito yung scope nun. Tapos, okay ba yun sa'yo? Pag nasabi na, okay, fine. And then, doon na, nag-start na yung negotiation. Kumbaga, the first moment na you in touch with them sa discovery call pa lang, doon mo malalaman kung talagang close your sale or not. Kasi kapag hindi mo na-close, doon pa lang sa pag-uusap nyo na yun, yung sales or yung hindi mo na make sure na that client will be your client, medyo mahirap na kasi ang perspective namin, if you send proposal and nakita nila yung sa proposal mo na parang, yung range pala ng binigay niya sa akin is not okay for me, they will also go back to you on negotiation about that price, pero meron na silang doubts if they were gonna go with you or not. So parang, ang mindset namin when we are closing sale is, once we talk to you, it should be done deal. Close deal dapat yun.
So parang, like, ganun.
Oo, ganun. Actually,
or, pinaka- hindi, clear, no?
Oo, ganun. Yes or no lang. And yun, we set expectation to them. We set expectation yung timeline na parang, when do you want this done? Diba? If you want it right away, then send the DP right away. Ganun. Ganun lang. Kasi malalaman naman kasi talaga if willing to work with you yung client eh. And once they talk to you, especially when they talk to you, they know you're trustworthy kahit na hindi kayo bakang check niyan. As long as they talk to you, nakita nila. I don't know, pero I think isa yung sa skill na nakita ako sa husband ko kasi minsan siya talaga yung close na sale and ka-close ng client. And I think isa yung sa nakita ko sa kanya kasi kaya hindi kami masyado nag-lead generation na kami yung nag-outbound call. Most of our clients are through referrals na. Kasi once we talk to that client na close deal na, then of course, we rendered services and they are satisfied with it. Nagugulat na kami, they are referring us to other pool of another business owners na. So, yung basically, ang naging bread and butter namin in retaining and getting clients is, aside from our website converting to get leads for us or start a discovery call with us, is yun, word of mouth talaga. Kasi once na-penetrate mo yung isang client na yun and you've done a good service with them, para siyang domino effect talaga. Yung whole circle ng business owners sa kilala niya, especially kapag B2B yung pinaka-main mo, wala. Done din lahat. Kasi they can vouch for you already.
Hindi naman niya kailangan ng maraming-maraming ano, 'di ba? Ng maraming-maraming service provider. Kunyari sa paggawa ng website, ikaw lang din naman yung gumawa. So para top of mind ka na noon after mong magawa yung service, tapos happy naman siya, tapos goods kayong nag-exit ng project. Parang top of mind ka na niya parati. Pag may tinanong na ganito, refer ka kaagad niyan.
Totoo. At saka ano 'yan, tawag dito, isa pa sa naging parang pinaka-mindset namin, we don't burn bridges with clients. Kahit na sobrang pangit yung naging, kumbaga, sobrang naging pangit yung naging ending yung dalawa, you don't burn bridge with them. Yan, tulad na yun, sinasabi ko kanina, yung first client namin, unang-unang client namin, after 1.5 years, dalaglag yon sila din yung first client na umalis sa amin. So parang, yun yung pinaka-first heartbreak ko na talaga iniyakan ko yun. Kasi parang, syempre, on my part, talagang binigay ko yung best ko for them kasi nga since ang nasa isip ko noon sino yung nag-save sa amin during those times. So para utang na loob. As parang utang na loob. Oo, may attachment talaga ako doon. So parang nung umalis sila sa amin kasi aside from pandemic, nagkaroon din ng problem internally yung marketing nila. Tsaka kami, nagkaroon talaga ng tension. So parang kami na lang yung, okay, let's just let this go. And after, nagulat kami after 2 years after ng pandemic, akala namin, hindi kami totally nagkaaway or something, basta we made sure na, yun nga, don't burn bridges with them, na parang, we nag-separate ways kami in a good note, na parang, okay, good luck on you guys, ganyan. Tapos, after 2 years, nung patapos yung pandemic, nagulat kami, they contacted us again. Ayun, kaya namin, client ulit lang. Kasi parang,
break pala, tapos nagkabalikan. Oo.
So para anong nangyari? Yung nandoon sa ano, yung mga dati nilang marketing ano na physical, tinanggal na nila. So bumalik sa amin. So parang yung parang naging constant tension dati, sila na mismo yung nag-take initiative to remove, tapos binalik kami.
Punta tayo dun sa ano, kasi nang pag-usapan na natin yung green flags tsaka yung red flags natin with the client. Punta tayo dun sa sustaining the client relationship. So you talked about having long-term clients already. Some of them umalik pa, nag-stop na kayo magtrabaho pero bumalik pa, which says a lot, di ba? Pwede namang maghanap ng bagong service provider eh. And then some of your clients more than 3 years na. And ano yung secret niyo to maintaining and sustaining that kind of client relationship?
I think most of it is respect. respect boundaries, setting proper expectation, and aside from providing them the service that they need for their business, yung they know that they call on you when they need you. Kasi yung mga clients din namin, they are not just like calling us because of our services, but also when they need something on their personal aspect. I think yung pagiging interpersonal or pag-build the interpersonal relationship with them is very important. Na to the point na para kayo naging friends, pero nandun yung boundaries na partners pa din kayo. Kasi I think isa yun sa mga lagi nating nakikita kapag we work as freelancer or on a digital agency. Parang bilang Pilipino kasi, parang iniisip natin na when we work with clients, may mga tao na ang mindset pa din nila is employee pa din sila. Na parang, oh, I have a client, pero at the same time, sa sarili mo, iniisip mo na employee ka lang din kasi parang you're doing the task for them, you consider them as clients, diba? Pero, hindi kayo on the same level. I think isa yun. Kasi we don't put ourselves na lower than our clients too. We put ourselves equal to them. Na kumbaga parang ano eh, you will not look at you or yourself na parang inferior ka sa kanila. Kasi doon magsisimula yung, you know, doon magsisimula yung talagang proper respect between business to business people kapag they know that you are on the same wavelength. And nakikita nila yun doon sa confidence mo itself, sa sarili mo, na, oh, hindi ako employee lang. Hindi mo ako employee, partners tayo. And this is what partners should do. Ito dapat yung boundaries natin. Ito dapat yung maging agreement natin and this stuff. Kasi nga, partners tayo. Whatever happens to your business, happens to my business. Diba? So parang it's all connected. So I think isa yun sa mga naging secret namin is yung building a strong interpersonal relationship with them. Na hindi namin.
How do you set proper expectations na sinabi mo sa kanila? Like, is there a kick? Do you do a certain onboarding call or nasa document ba yon? And what expectations do you set usually? Kunyari sa industry ninyo, no, when you're in website and social media, etc. Baka may makapakinig dito na who are in the same industry. Ano yung mga expectations na sinaset ninyo for your clients?
Una timeline. Kasi syempre, when you're building a website sa amin, mahirap na you tell them kasi ikaw yung nakakaalam ng trabaho mo. Diba? Ikaw yung nakakaalam kung gano'ng siya katagal kayang gawin. So, you tell them respectfully na, oh, itong gusto mong website, this will not take 2 months. It has to be 6 months. So, you tell them honestly, yung timeline talaga na kailangan mo trabawin yun. Kasi, nagiging tendency natin, since we want to retain that client, tayo yung nag-work doon sa timeline nila. Kumbaga parang tayo yung nag-a-adjust for them. But that's not how partnership works. If you want na magkaroon kayo ng parang mag-jowa lang yan eh, you need to have an open communication, di ba? Kung ano yung concern mo to the client, you tell them, di ba? And then that's where you have to come up with agreed solution. So, una yan, timeline, set the expectation na sa timeline. Pangalawa is setting expectations siguro yung mga potential setbacks na pwedeng maranasan during the time na you render service with them. Kasi, isa yan sa ginagawa namin before we work with someone. Diba? We do parang risk assessment dun sa gagawin naming ano sa kanila. Gagawin naming service for them. So, you tell them right away ano yung mga potential struggles and opportunities na mangyayari kapag you work with them. So, kasi once you already set that, they already have this mindset na possible mangyari yun. And if mangyari man yun, at least, you guys already ahead of it na mag-come up with solution with it together. So, ayan. Potential setback. And, ano pa ba? I think,
when it comes to results,
yun, mga tool,
guarantee results.
Results? Hindi. Especially sa line of business natin ngayon. sa industry natin ngayon. Nakadepende kasi siya dun sa kung paano kayo mag-work together ng business owner. Kasi kapag yung business owner, they will just let you do what you want. Yeah, it might work, pero at the end of the day, hindi mo pa rin business yun eh. Hindi mo kilala yun. Kumbaga parang hindi mo kilala yung business na yun. Kumbaga, if it's your own business, maybe, di ba? Pero hindi. You're just doing services for them. At the end of the day, sila pa din yung magiging, ano, katulad nun, may mga clients na hindi nila alam yung difference ng social media marketing at saka social media management, di ba?
Yes.
So parang ina-expect na lang once, di ba? Once they hire you to do post a content for them, they expect a sale from you. Which is like parang, wait lang. No, yes. Hindi mag-convert in like 3 months. Ano ba? Tapos organic tayo lahat kung nakayong paid ads. Di ba parang, yun. So parang isa yun. Di ba parang, kaya we do like brand audits eh. Before, di ba, naging protocol din yun sa industry natin na we do brand audits. Tsaka mga, titingnan natin yung mga potential na opportunities yung lacking nila. Kasi doon natin mapupunaan yung needs nila. So, being upfront.
So, when do you do this? Kickoff call?
Discovery call? Sa first talk nyo? Oo, doon na lahat. Before we set the discovery call, kailangan naman na-research mo na lahat yun. Kung parang nalatag mo na lahat. Kasi parang ang sa amin ay ang discovery call, we treat it as because we want to know the needs of the customer. Pero we treat it as do or die na agad. Parang at first impression last.
Ang ganda
ba? Diba? Parang
kaya natin gumawa ng bagong episode tungkol lang sa mindset niyo tsaka sa process niyo sa discovery call.
pwede na ako. Sige na.
Mabalik si Wens dito ah. Magpa-part to kami ng discovery call.
Ayan.
So parang nagsisend pa kami ng proposal at nagsasayang kami ng oras.
Ano rin kasi yun, tama, parang iniisip din kasi, actually, ang pinaka naging ano nun, my husband took a sales class kasi, and yung sales class na yun, and yung coach na ano siya eh, ano yun, parang nakuha niya yun, nakapasok siya doon sa exclusive business coaching na yun, dahil doon sa isang business owner na rin, na nirefer din siya doon. Para maka-join ka doon, you have to pay at least $1,000 per head, para makapasok ka doon sa exclusive business coach na yun. And nakuha niya yun for free. So parang nirefer lang siya doon. And yung coach na yun, parang in-assess nila yung sales process namin all throughout. And
wow.
Nung na-assess nila yung business process namin, tinrain siya on how, actually not only like how to close the sale, pero how the psychology works when closing a business, business client. Kaya isa yun sa... So parang anong nangyari, parang for us sobrang kaya kami hindi kami nagkumukuha ng mga yun kami mag-outbound call kasi maraming times na pag nag-outbound call ka ikaw yung parang desperate on the need na kailangan mo sila, 'di ba? We really have to sit down and talk to them. Kasi kapag we don't talk to them through chat din kasi pag chat, 'di ba, hindi nila magigage. Hindi nila magigage yung paano ka as a person. So kung makakausap mo sila, doon pala magkakaroon sila ng unang impression sa iyo. Impression doon sa business mo kung paano mo nirerun yung business mo. Pangatlo yung kung paano mo sila tutulungan. Tsaka we always go with kung ano yung needs nila. We custom tailored our services doon sa needs talaga nila. Kasi kapag we just keep offering services na hindi naman talaga nila kailangan, 'di ba? Parang it will just be a waste of time for them, it will just be a waste of money then for them. So I think isa pa 'yun sa naging parang how we maintain a client relationship with them, where we are really honest with them in terms of money, na kapag yung ads is talagang this is the amount lang yung worth, 'yun lang talaga yung chinacharge namin. Kaya parang we just took a little chunk of it. And you know, kasi since we are also a business owner, we know the struggle na hirap din naman sila to find some clients for themselves and hirap sila mag-close na sale. Alam namin yung struggle nila. So we know their struggle both financially and at the same time on the business itself kung paano nila nirarun. So from there na makarelate kayo together, use that as a strong bond para mas ma-maintain pa yung relationship mo with them. I think isa yun sa mga naging secret on how we keep them long term. Yung mga nagiging short term lang naman kasi namin na client, usually yun yung mga talagang dumaan lang. Like for example, talaga kailangan lang nila ng website, ganyan. Yung parang kailangan lang, napadaan lang, or na-refer sila sa amin kasi they just need us, they just need like a short term lang talaga. And malalaman mo yun kapag nandun na sa discovery call itself na parang, oh, okay, short term lang pala yung kailangan mo, so ito na yung pwede namin offer sa'yo. Pero at the same time, we make sure na we provide value with them on that short term kasi we know na once we created that value and nagkaroon sila ng impression na we are this type of person to them, then doon na nag-start yung word of mouth of referrals.
Yes.
So,
minsan pa yung short term may mare-refer na long term, di ba? Di mo rin talaga alam yung ano ng panahon ni. Punta tayo sa boundaries when it's like, mm-mm, in terms of siguro parang workload, scope, revisions, working on weekends, working late nights, etc. Ito na ata yung sinasabi natin kanina na without sabotaging your personal boundaries or parang just to please the client. What kind of boundaries do you set for yourself and for your business?
Sa amin, sa sarili ko, of course, we have to make sure na yun, work-life balance. Number one na dapat gawin is separate mo yung working area mo dun sa yung bed mo, kasi isa yun sa problema namin, naging problema namin. I've been, actually, may
until ngayon, now. May office na ako ngayon eh, nasa
reading part. Kasi mahirap. Mahirap na minsan pagbangon mo, makikita mo yung ano mo. So parang doon pala pagising mo, stress ka na kasi nasa work mode on na yung utak mo, diba? So, ayan, go travel as much as you can. And,
ay, gusto mo yan, travel.
Diba? Tapos, unwind ka. Yung parang always have create a space for you to vent out your frustrations. Kasi mahirap kapag ikaw yung nag-breakdown na una. Kasi ikaw yung nag-breakdown mentally, di ba? Lahat damay-damay yan. Especially, not only sa work, pati yung pamilya mo, damay kasi nanay ka. Di ba?
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Ito, we made this clear also sa mga clients namin. We don't work on weekends. Kasi, especially Sunday, kasi pag Sunday, talagang, ano yan, Lord's Day yan for us. So, parang kami, we always told them na you have to respect our boundaries. Now, we don't work on weekends. Pag patak ng, since we're using, ano, Canadian and US time, so parang pag patak ng alas 5 ng umaga ng Saturday, wala na. Kahit i-chat mo kami sa Telegram, kahit mag-email ka pa.
Parang sasagot.
Alamin sa sasagot. As in, they know that. They know that na pag weekends, wala talaga. Yun. And alam nila na parang pag nag-start silang mag-text sa amin ng weekends na sobrang urgent. Minsan naman, we give them like an extra mile to help them. Pero we made sure na, oh, ito lang yun na. First time lang to. First and last na to kasi we really set that day to reset our mind, reset our physical body, kasi syempre graveyard, 'di ba? Isa pa sigurong boundaries is you tell them yung ano, you tell them yung mental health aspect mo.
Kasi you cannot carry this anymore.
Actually, at super grateful ako. Meron ako isang client na for the past months talaga nagtitrigger siya ng anxiety sa akin. Tapos, sobrang nakakatuwa lang din kasi he's very patient sa akin na parang there are times na may mga months na hindi talaga ako nagtatrabaho. Parang hindi talaga ako nagano, hindi ako nakapag-provide ng something in return sa kanya. So parang, but he's still like, keep me. So parang ako, parang okay. So parang, I told him na parang ito yung pinagdadaanan ko mentally. So parang, ito yung, kailangan ko muna mag-rest for now. So parang, okay lang sa kanya. So I think, ayun talaga, very strong yung strong communication with them. And, yun, you tell them personally kung ano yung kaya mo lang gawin for them kasi hindi naman tayo sa superwoman. And hindi na, tao lang din naman tayo, we always have a limit. you tell them your limitations, 'di ba? Kasi if they know your limitation, marami kasi sa atin, we assume na parang alam nila agad eh. Most people don't. Especially most, or no, they don't know. And yun nga, number one na niniisip namin palagi is, we do not assume things unless it's stated. So, okay.
Don't assume things unless it's stated. What do you say to a client who would say na, sige na, Wens, as in, kailangan talaga emergency natin ngayon. Anong reply mo doon?
Tatanong ko siya kung gano'ng ano. One out of ten, gaano siya ka-importante. Is it like a matter of life and death ba sa client mo? Kung baga parang, if we don't do this, ano mangyayari? We ask them that. Kasi, minsan, nagbibigay kami ng leeway, nagbibigay kami ng opportunity din na parang, okay, sige, we will do this. Pero ito lang yun na, ito lang. Parang ano lang yun eh, when you do a revision, di ba, for example, sa graphics or logos, we give them amount na ito yung amount na kailangan namin to do this logo. But at the same time, we can only do like 2 to 3 revisions for free. Yes. After that revisions consume, ito lang yung kailangan na i-revise doon. Dapat hindi yung buong logo. Kumbaga may terms and conditions ka din. So, sa terms and condition na yon na ibibigay mo sa kanila na you will render it for free, dapat may limitation din doon. Kasi, pag hindi mo rin nilimitahan yung sarili mo, ikaw din yung may hirapan eh. Kaya parang you keep on taking those jobs, you keep on taking those free extra mile from them and for them, and ang mangyayari no, ikaw yung mag-burnt out, ikaw, and then at the end of the day magkakaroon ka ng hatred sa kanila kasi napagod ka. Tapos parang feeling mo
hindi ka na masaya.
Oo, tapos parang ang mangyayari parang pag ganun na, doon na mag-start mag-follow up yung client relationship niya kasi magkakaroon na ng lamat yung emotional ano mo sa kanila, attachment mo with them. Kumbaga parang may isip mo na naman na, oh, ginagawa mo lang to kasi you want to get this for free. Yung mga gano'n, kahit na hindi naman tayo.
Alam mo na, ano ko talaga na kung gano'ng kalakas yung manifestation ko. Kasi kapag naiinis na ako sa isang client, kahit hindi ako yung mag-break nung parang contract or whatever, parang may nangyayari talaga na mapuputol na yung buong ano namin na parang, ay Shane, hindi na magpo-continue. Tapos yung parang, ay, puti naman. At...
Ikaw pa yun na nabunutan ng tinik, di ba? Parang,
oo. Okay. Kasi yung mga client talaga na gano'n, na parang nagkamali ka lang sa pag-oo sa kanila. Kahit na mga ano sila, kahit na mataas yung bayad. Kwento ko lang, meron kami isang client na mataas naman yung rate nila. Imaginin mo, yung iba, hinahagil pa yung $10 per reel. Itong client na to, simpleng reel, nagbabayad ng $50. 50. So parang, syempre sa mundo namin, okay na yun, magandang rate yun. Kaya lang, itong client na to, parating rush. Parating, pag binigay ko sa'yo yan ng gabi, tapusin mo yan sa umaga or sa hapon, yung parang ganon. Eh hindi, ganon yung the way we manage workload for the entire team is always nung Friday or nung weekend, kunyari, or Monday, tas buong ano na yan, ilalatag. Dati, sinisingit-singit pa namin. Pero sa bandang huli, yung parang, na, parang hindi na to tama. Yung parang ganyan. So parang,
uh-oh, clean, healthy.
So parang, the way we handled that was, inaccept namin yung isa and sinabi namin na this would be the last time that we will handle 24 hours na delivery na ganito, ganyan. Ni-reply pa nung client, money loves speed. If you want money, then you... What?
Doon mo na sabihin sa akin, okay. Diba, parang, money loves speed, pero... money loves speed, pero we can always compromise on quality. Kasi, kung gusto mo nang mabilis, pero, diba, don't expect na maganda yan. Kasi, lahat na maganda takes time. Diba?
So, parang, tapos, kinabukasan ulit, nung parang the next few weeks ulit, ganun ulit, within the day, parang sinabi na namin na, would you want us to be parang on a fixed retainer na you parang alam mo yun, mag-save ka na with us. Kasi isi-save kita ng workload ng tao. Kung sige, mag-save ako ng 5 hours every week, tapos bayaran mo yan ng fix. Ang gagawin lang ng tao ay maghintay ng workload galing sa'yo, parang ganun. Ayaw din naman, di ba? So parang, we cannot do this now. We can only do this on parang Monday next week. We could prioritize that, but that would go out on Monday. Doon naputol yung ano namin, yung parang, kasi Sa amin naman na side, at least hindi naman kami yung nagsabi na ayaw namin ng project mo. Binigyan din naman namin ng opportunity.
Option.
Kaya namin gawin to, pero sa Monday. Or kung gusto mo, moving forward, ganito na lang, magbayad ka ng fixed, parang 5 to 10 hours every week, para na mag-set aside kami ng workload hours, para lang sa'yo, para lang maghinta yung request mo, yung ganito.
VIP ka, ganon.
VIP treatment ka. Ayaw na rin ng ganon, kasi... So, naputol. Pero at least, naputol siya ng parang in good faith naman on our part. Hindi naman na parang inachapwera namin or ano mo yun.
Oo.
Kasamaan kami ng lobby. Hindi naman.
So, may mga ganun eh. May mga client talaga na ganun. Actually, mayroon ko na encounter na ganun. May kapagsuntukan pa. Kala mo naman, sige, para pa rin pagsuntukan sa computer. Try natin, di ba? Nakaawa, right? Very, very, you know, violent.
So, parang, itong parang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, when you talk about sustaining your clients, we talked about interpersonal relationships and then setting the expectations right away. So, yung nga sa discovery call pa lang, eh, no? And then setting your own boundaries na parang we don't do this, we don't do that, hanggang dito lang kami, etc., etc. So, some of the freelancers and agency owners, lalo na freelancers, kasi nag-ano pa lang sila, they're very scared to set boundaries. Sa'yo ba, did you have mental blocks or beliefs that you had to let go, you had to change, para ma-enforce mo tong boundaries na to? Kasi, hello, sa ating mga Pilipino, what boundaries? Parang alam mo yun, yung parang dapat oo ka lang parating, yes man ka lang parating, or yes girl ka lang parating.
Uh-huh.
Ano yung mga beliefs na to sa self mo that you had to change para lang maano mo tong boundaries mo ngayon?
I think yon, isa yon, employee mindset, tanggalin mo yon. Kasi kapag employee mindset ka, may isip po palagi parang you have to comply with them, 'di ba? So parang ikaw yung mag-adjust for them. Syempre kung gusto mo yun nga, kung gusto mo maka-attract talaga ng dream clients mo, you have to start with yourself. You have to start na isipin mo, paano ka kung ikaw yung dream clients mo, di ba? Parang set yourself a certain client. Kasi, kung doon pa lang, ma-assess mo na yung, ano ba yung mga gusto mo bilang dream client kung mag-hire ka na someone like who will do things na ginagawa mo. Alam mo yun? So, doon, makikita mo doon na kung paano mo i-handle or kung paano mo sabihin yung boundaries mo with them. Don't be scared. Isa yun. Don't be scared na to tell them what you think or express yourself. Minsan kahit, pero always do it in a professional way. Ah. Hindi naman yung parang, yung parang, ano naman, don't be scared. Parang ka maisin na yun. Parang sabihin na nila lahat and then at end up na parang nag-vent out sila. Of course, you do it in a professional way pa din. Most of the international clients naman kasi, they are direct to the point. Diba? Tayo kasing Pinoy, paligoy-ligoy tayo. We always like sugarcoat, positive scripting. we always do that. Takot tayo. We are very passive-aggressive. Pero, ayun, isa yun sa pinaka naging struggle ko noong una. Kasi, my husband is different from a different culture. Since American siya, he's really into rat race na culture. Alam mo yun, para lagi may hinahabol. They tell you right away, direct to the point, kahit galit sila, they will like, say what they want, diba? So parang, don't be scared to do that, pero do it in a professional manner. And yung mindset na, siguro, yung mindset na, minsan lagi natin iniisip na, baka kasi, Pilipino tayo, we always doubt our own skill. So, we have to have a mindset of self-worth. Kung alam mo yun, yung alam mo yung self-worth mo. Alam mo yung worth ng ginagawa mo. Alam mo yung worth ng skill mo. Magtiwala ka sa sarili mo na, of course, you have to trust God on the process. Pero yung legwork kasi, alam mo kung paano gawin yun eh. And you have to trust yourself. And I think, isa pa doon is mag-ano ka tayo dito, you always do affirmations para sa sarili mo. Yung parang, mahirap yun eh. Parang naging struggle ko yun na parang, I always, since I work with a lot of international clients, ito talaga yung mga OG. So may one time na pasama ako dun sa pool of clients na talagang, before digital marketing exists, they are, ando na sila. Parang, eh, experience sa pag-uusapan, they're like around 15 to 20 years experience in this field. Na nung napasok ako doon, I feel so little na Pinoy pa ako. Di ba? Parang, Pinoy pa ako. So parang, iniisip ko parang, oh my gosh, yun, yung English ko, parang hindi naman ganun talaga ka, ano, kasi different, these are different sets of people from different backgrounds, from different countries. And, doon pa lang sa point na napasama ako doon, parang it's, hindi ko rin makomprehend minsan. So, yun, minsan di mo iwasan na hindi ka ma-intimidate with them. Kasi parang maisip mo, gantong level na ba talaga ako? An expert ba ako? O bakit ako nandito? yung mga ganon.
Oo.
Nandito, pero hindi ako belong. I think yung mindset na wag mo rin maliitin yung sarili mo. Kasi minsan, hindi mawawala yun as a freelancer or digital agency owner na piling mo since sobrang saturated nung industry natin and sobrang yung pressure, yung competition, 'di ba? You need to like you need to excel every time, 'di ba? Yun, mindset na it's okay to fail din. Kasi it's okay to fail and you learn from it. Kasi
ano yung mga affirmations mo na sinasabi parati sa self mo? Since na-mention ano 'yun?
Na ano, first is I am worthy kasi parang I am worthy kasi isa yun sa mga naging problema ko and I am confident kasi isa yun sa mga and like ko sinasabi na if anyone else can do it, I can also do it. We are born unique naman kasi, diba? So we have our own way of doing things. So, kaya yun yung lagi ko din sinasabi doon sa ibang mga employees din namin na parang there are times na mararamdaman mo na you will feel na parang you are so little. And then, people can copy all your work. Alam mo yun? Kumbaga parang they can copy and do the same thing as you do. Pero, you always have a unique way to do things. They can't do it as how much you do it or how you are actually doing it. So you have to believe in yourself in that part. Kasi kapag yun nawala, kumbaga yung mga self-affirmations na yan, nawala yung confidence mo sa sarili mo, nawala yung, yun, isa pa yung lagi ko sinasabi na I am mentally strong. Kasi isa yun sa laging mong kalaban talaga kapag nandito ka sa business na to. Kasi, aside from you always think of strategies for other people, except for yourself. Kasi yung pinakatrabaho natin, di ba? We have to think of a way kung paano mag-work yung business ng ibang tao. Di ba? Kung paano natin sila matutulungan. And if your heart and your mind is not really connected on what you do, hindi ka rin confident na sa ginagawa mo, hindi mo ma-achieve yung goal na kailangan mo i-achieve.
I think isa din yun sa mga sinabi mo na we can talk about imposter syndrome. I think dito napapasok yung mga affirmations and how bad was it yung struggle mo with imposter syndrome and what are the other parang mental struggles that you had since you kind of mentioned na yung mental health.
Actually yung imposter syndrome, recently ko lang siya nalaman. Ang nagsabi sa akin na baka meron akong ganun is yung husband. Yung husband ko talaga. Kasi there are times kasi na tinatanong ko siya. Like when there are certain things na nangyari, like for example, win-win na mga wins, small wins, big wins sa ganyan. I keep telling him, expert level na ba ako? Kung para ako ba may gawa nun? Actually, it all starts, imposter syndrome in me is, that become a personality ko na din. Kasi, I think it all started nung pa yan, dyan nakaka-recover na ako, doon ko na-assess din na parang, I think it started when I was young pa lang, na ganun. Yes.
childhood trauma.
So parang, oo, dala ko siya, which is yun actually, buti nga ngayon medyo nagkaroon na ng breakthrough and overcome ko na siya. Kasi, I remember when nag-start talaga siya is when my dad died. Hindi ako achiever sa school, so, but my dad gave me an expectation na parang sabi niya, you have to be part of top 10. I was second year high school during that time, I remember. And then sabi niya kasi, ay, gusto daw niya maranas na umakit sa stage for recognition, for my recognition. Kasi ako pa lang yung unang anak niya na akitan niya ng stage if ever. So parang sabi ko, oh, okay. So I struggled hard during that time, second year high school ako na I remember. And nabasama ako sa top 10, if I'm not sure, top 8 yata ako or something. Tapos, on the day of my recognition day, namatay yung tatay ko. So parang doon nag-start. So parang doon ko na-realize na doon nag-start yung etong personality ko na to na I always look down on myself. Na parang kahit may ma-achieve ako or something, I feel like there's no purpose for me. Wala nang purpose yung, wala na yung taong pinag, ano, kumbaga parang wala ka ng taong pinag, aanohan mo na yung purpose mo to
nagsisikapan
mo. So parang doon nag-start yon until gumraduate naman ako ng high school na salutatorian ako, pero at the same time hindi ko feel, alam mo yun, parang hindi ko maramdaman na I am an achiever at all.
Parang walang fulfillment dun sa
achievement. Walang fulfillment. Na to the point na nung nag-exam ako for college entrance exam, sa PUP kasi ako nag-college, so may exempted pala dapat ako entrance exam. Pero nag-entrance exam pa rin ako.
Salutatorian ka.
So, ganun na. Yun ang itatawag na sa'yo sabotage. Kasi syempre, there are opportunities there pala na pwede naman palang skip mo yung part na yon, pero you still have to go through it kasi sinasabotage mo yung sarili mo, di ba? So parang, ayun, until nag-college ako, I always see myself as mediocre. So parang, kumbaga hindi ko na alam yung boundaries or yung thin line between being humble or chubbing self-sabotage yun. Jumble na siya. So parang nung nag-college ako, gumraduate ako ng magna cum laude sa PUP, pero nung nag-apply ako ng trabaho, never ko nilagay sa resume ko yun.
Oh my God, ibang level yun. Oh,
never ko na nilagay sa resume ko kasi ang layo kong iniisip. Hindi ako, nag-post ako sa Facebook, that was it. Pero hindi ako na yung, talagang, I keep telling people that I am this, even sa working. Nalaguya tayo sila na nalalaman nila na ganun. Kasi, anay ko iniisip, if I put that on my resume, at hindi ko na-meet yung expectations no employer ko, I have that fear. I think, isa din yung sa fear of yung, parang feeling mo kailangan dapat lahat perfect. Takot ka magkamali. So, parang, yun, isa yun sa mga naging trigger sa ako. Hanggang nung naging, ayan, ito na, nung nag-work ako sa corporate, yung parang, nung naging manager ako doon, parang, lahat pinamicromanage ko kasi, kaya alam ko yung mga struggle nung, yung mga employee na, yung may mga galit sa mga micromanager eh, kasi naging ganun ko. So, parang, oo, yung parang, kasi gusto mo, na tiny detail, it's like, all well-planned, all well-mapped out, na pag may nangyari, you always blame yourself for it kahit hindi ikaw may kasalanan. Alam mo yung parang, I think isa yun sa pinaka naging malala. And then, recently ko lang nalaman na, okay, it's, ano pala tawag doon? Imposter syndrome pala tawag doon. Kasi, yung asma ko na nakapansin, bakit sabi niya, bakit daw yung LinkedIn ko ang nakalagay, I'm not an expert. Yung LinkedIn ko nakalagay, I'm not an expert, but I believe like, that education is a keme-keme, ganto-ganto. So, parang sabi niya, bumo doon sa part na yon kasi for me yung kung parang for me yung mga trabaho na gawa mo for our clients yung mga achievements na nagawa mo for them it's expert level
gawa ni expert
kung bakit pero bakit ikaw hindi mo ma-recognize yung sarili mong effort, hindi mo ma-recognize yung sarili mong achievement as a professional, hindi mo rin ma-recognize yung sarili mong achievement as a business owner. So parang isa yung isip ko na parang ano ba, di ba, parang hindi mo maisip na parang hindi ko rin, pero yun nga, since yun pinin ko dun, doon talaga siya nag-start dun sa nawalan ako na ano, I think ang pinaka naging way for me to deal with it is aside from I pray a lot.
Yes, for sure.
Talaga I surrender it na talaga kay Lord na ganun. ayun, ngayon, parang I start it like in a small way or small chunks. Na pag may mga small wins, I really celebrate it. Alam mo yung kahit na ano, yung kahit na makita mo lang yung anak mo na may na-achieve na something, parang, ah, okay, let's celebrate for it. Yung parang, it's, I think part of it na, ayun, marami kasi yung professional din, even ngayon, mga freelancers, mararamdaman nila yan, lalo pag nasa international market ka, na minsan marirealize mo na parang, magiging racist ka sa sarili mo.
Ikaw mismo yung racist, pero
against sarili mo. Di ba? So parang yung may isip mo na parang, ay, feeling ko hindi ko kaya yung trabaho. Na, pero alam mong gawin yung task, di ba? Parang, so, ayun, kinoconcil ko palagi yung feeling na enough ako. Ano mo? Yung madalas ako talaga nagsiself-sabotage na to the point na may na-achieve yung customer ko or yung clients ko. But at the same time, pag kinomend ka nila, hindi mo makita yun. Parang, ay, ako po talaga may gawa nun. Na parang, ay, parang di naman. Yung parang ganun.
Ano yung self-talk mo when it comes naman to failing? Kasi, for sure, pag naging entrepreneur ka, mas marami kang minsan maling steps, maling hire, maling strategy sa client mismo, or maling strategy maling sa business mo. Ano yung self-talk mo na ngayon bilang marunong ka na nitong about your own business, very self-aware ka na?
I think yung, ano, yun nga, self-awareness. I think yung sa failure and how I handle failures nowadays is, iniisip ko na lang din na if it's not really meant for you, kahit na anong trabahong gawin mo dyan, hindi talaga makita yun. So parang kahit na, yan, yung failure dun sa tao, yeah, number one yan, kasi you will fail na makita na may mga tao talaga in your life na akala mo naiintindihan ka nila but they're not. So parang, and if, yun, take it always an opportunity to learn. Na, kumbaga, ito, another setback lang siya sa life ko. Another setback lang siya yung mga maling decision na to. But at the end of the day, you learn from it na huwag mo nang gawin ulit. Kumbaga, parang, you've done it already. You've been there. You struggled. You overcome it. Huwag mo nang balikan. Diba? Diba? Parang, eto na yun. Tapos na yung part na yun. So, parang, move on. Ang natutunan ko all throughout is to just go with the flow. Like, alam mo yun, yung don't stress out too much.
Yes.
Don't stress out too much na wag mong isipin palagi na pag nagkamali ka is it will always put you on pedestal na kailangan mo i-isolate yung sarili mo. Hindi dapat ganun. Dapat we always take it as an opportunity. Opportunity for us for new beginnings. Opportunity for us to improve ourselves. And opportunity for us to be a lesson or testimony for the life of other people.
Correct. Amen sa iyo, John. Thank you so much for your time, Wenz. As in, ang dami natin na-cover today. Kuya sa green flag hanggang sa ditong nag-usap na tayo about failures. But before we end, tell us about your company, Promote Ka Naman, and what you have in store for us.
We you can find us on our website, becomedigitaltoday.com. Yan, and you can also like and follow us on our Facebook or Instagram. Actually, hindi kami masyadong active kasi we really don't promote that much. Pero ayun nga, if you guys need some free brand audits, we also do that. So ano yan, talaga literal na free yon. We just like to help
things attached.
We just want to help lang talaga yung mga business owners din na who's starting their own, for example, portfolio website, yung mga ganun. Kasi, we know the struggle galing kami doon. So, parang yun na yung pinaka-tubo ko sa mga.
Baka maging client ba? Alam mo, andito na kami sa level na to ngayon ng agency. Girl, wala pa kaming website hanggang ngayon.
I mean, I'll give you 15% discount. Oh, ganyan.
Sige.
Tama, diba?
Push kaya naman naman yung red flag ko yung hindi ako clear kung ano yung gusto ko.
Ay, naku, okay lang. Ibibigay sa'yo ni ChatGPT at charot.
Oh, yan. Yung sabi nila sa akin, wag ChatGPT na lang daw.
And actually, if you talk naman to my husband, he will give you an idea kung ano yung gusto mo. He will, you tell him, hindi ko alam, genius yata kasi ito eh. Hindi ko alam, alien yata to.
Ano, wala na kapag-asawa ng genius.
So parang, if you tell him what you are, what you want, yan, he can give you some advices on kung anong route yung dapat i-take. So, yun na, ano. Yun na.
May last words ka pa ba?
Ano, I think ano lang, siguro dahil nga sabi mo mental health month ngayon, di ba? Well, I think, isa sa mga piece of advice ko sa mga freelancers and digital owners, sobrang stress and ever. Aside from taking care of your mental health, if you need to feel like to consult psychiatrist, go ahead.
Yes.
That's normalized yung mental health. Kasi ayan na yun eh, sobrang, I was really around with people with mental health challenges recently and yun nga, parang magkaroon ng stigma kasi sa Philippines so when you consult an expert or psychiatrist, parang baliw. Diba?
Correct.
Pero yun, let's normalize na has professionals help if we need help. Kasi we can only recognize or healing will always start in recognizing that we need help. So yun, self-awareness talaga.
Ayun lang. Amen ako dyan. Thank you so much for your time, Wens. And sana hindi ito yung first and last. Sana meron pang kasunod. As your business grows, you would share your strategies with us and your journey. Sana next time kasama natin yung asawa mo, girl. Para, ano ba to? Usapang sales?
Kaya ba?
Usapang close.
English yan. Ay, English yan. Bet mo.
Magpa-part 2 tayo tungkol dun sa, tayo, sa sales tsaka discovery call. Kasi sabi mo, expert dun yung asawa mo, di ba?
Oo. Okay. Actually, mas magaling siya sa akin.
Okay, ako na naman.
Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage.
Yung kakumpetensya sa aming sarili mong asawa.
Totoo yun.
Pero, may competition.
Okay, so thank you guys for listening. If you got this far, tell us what your key takeaways from this episode and we will see you on the next one. Bye!